Parshas Behaloicho begins with the mitzvah of lighting the holy menorah in the sanctuary. Every day the menorah was cleaned and readied by the Kohanim and was lit with pure oil, with the seven lamps shining toward the center of the menorah. When speaking here of the lighting of the menorah, the Torah says, Behaloicho es haneros, when you light the lamps. The word Behaloicho, however, actually means, literally, when you raise up, from the root olo, to rise, to ascend, to elevate. Why does the Torah use this word instead of another that would mean lighting or kindling? Our sages offer a number of explanations, deriving both legal and moral lessons from this word. The Medrash notes, God did not command that the menorah be lit because he needs its light. God is the very source of light. Blessed brother, the mitzvah of the menorah was given to us in order to make us meritorious. As it is said, the Holy One, blessed be he, wished to confer merit upon Israel, and therefore he gave them Torah and mitzvahs. Thus it says here, Behaloicho, an expression of raising and elevating you. I told you to kindle lamps in order to elevate you. This elevation, however, is not something that comes easily of itself by just bringing fire to the wicks. One must be careful to observe all the requirements of the menorah. One of these requirements is alluded in the word Behaloicho. One must kindle the menorah and busy himself with it until assured that it burns properly. That is, Behaloicho, until the flame ascends of itself. All this applies to the menorah in the sanctuary, as well as to the individual menorah of each person. The soul of man is the lamp of God. The purpose of man is to light this menorah, that its light will illuminate him and his surroundings. Thus man must prepare his menorah, add pure oil to it, and light it every day to the point that the flame ascends on its own. The Zohar states that the body of man is a wick, and the light is kindled above it. That light is the Shekhinah, the divine presence that dwells upon his head. But for this light to burn and illuminate, it needs oil, which man himself must supply. What is this oil? Man's good deeds. The word Behaloicho thus teaches us several things. One, there is an obligation to light the lamp every day. Two, the purpose of kindling the lamp is for man's own benefit, to elevate him. And three, the kindling must be done in such a way that the light will continue burning of its own. Practically speaking, this means the following. Our individual menorah can burn only for as long as we keep supplying oil, namely mitzvot and good deeds. But even the performance of mitzvot and good deeds is not enough by itself. Not only the act is important, but also how it is done. One can perform good deeds in a very superficial way, by rote, going through the motions. This will provide momentary flames, but they will not remain. Thus it is important that we do so sincerely, with commitment and appreciation of what they mean and signify. There must be conscious acts, whose effects remain intact and will forever inspire and elevate us to further deeds, illuminating our very being and surroundings. The Gemara tells the story of a scholar who died after having acquired encyclopedic knowledge of all the rabbinic texts. When Rabbi Nachman was asked to eulogize him, he refused. He explained his refusal by referring to that scholar as a basket filled with books. This means that man had acquired much knowledge, but only on the academic level, as an intellectual exercise. His knowledge did not penetrate his very being and consciousness to change him into a personification of his wisdom. He and his wisdom remained two separate entities. When performing good deeds, it is not enough that we go through the motions. We must be involved with them to the point that the flame rises of itself, to the point that the light will continue to shine, that not only our deeds are good, but we ourselves become good through them. Then we shall have achieved Behal Loischa, that we are elevated. Then we shall have achieved the divine intent of making ourselves meritorious.